expressing our gratitude to the panelists for their valuable insights on integrating a gender perspective into the work of the investigative bodies mandated by this council. Japan commends the progress made in recent years, particularly the inclusion of gender advisors, investigation teams, and the growing use of trauma-informed methodologies. These steps are critical to ensuring that human rights investigations are sensitive to the diverse experiences of all victims, especially women and girls. As a party to CEDAW, Japan considers policies focused on gender equality to be among the most important for realizing a society where all people can feel that their purpose in life, their individuality and diversity are respected. Such policies become even more critical in situations where widespread and systematic violations or abuses of human rights occur, including during armed conflicts. We believe this council needs to continue strengthening the gender expertise in all stages of its investigations, broaden its analysis of gender-based violence, and deepen its collaboration with civil society and women-led groups. By fully integrating gender perspective into their work in line with the WPS agenda, investigative bodies can ensure that their findings lead to more equitable and inclusive outcomes, fostering a society where the human rights of survivors are upheld and impunity is not tolerated. I thank you.
I thank you, Mr. Ambassador, and I give you the floor, Mrs. Ambassador of Slovenia.